City Radio in your city. Cambridge 105.
It is Saturday mornings with Matt and Brian through until midday. Today we are broadcasting from our studios in Gwydir Street. We are holding our Macmillan World's biggest coffee morning, and Brian is out and about meeting some of the people who have come along. Where are you at the moment then, Brian?
Two firsts this morning. You've put a picture of me on Facebook, which nobody's seen me. I'm always hiding behind something or other. And then I've moved from behind the desk and I'm outside in the car park this morning. I tell you, there's something going on here, folks. There's something going on. But I'm in the car park this morning. I'm talking to Melanie Coulston, and Melanie's going to be playing live. So if you want to get yourself down here and get some cake and that, she's going to be entertaining you after 11 o'clock. She's got three songs on the cards. What we got, Melanie? What can we expect?
So the first one is called The River, and it's a new one. And then another one called And You Know, and then The Devil Fears Him, which they already know here. So,
yeah. So you're a favourite of 105?
I wouldn't say a favourite. I don't know. I can't really take that claim.
So you're going to be playing live. Have you had any cake yet, Melanie?
I haven't. I'm going to have some afterwards, though.
So, you know, as a professional like myself, I know cake will interfere with the voice.
Yeah, but it's so nice.
I know. Forget it. It's Saturday morning. People are going to drink cake, eat cake and drink coffee. So is these new songs that you've got? Or?
The first two will be new, so they haven't actually been sort of performed here yet. So that'll be exciting, yeah.
Ah, so we've got a first this morning as well. Plenty of cake for a Saturday morning. Usually it's like a desert. We're lucky if we've got any milk here on a Saturday morning, but today there is everything. There's cake, milk and coffee, and the lovely Melanie's going to be singing for you after 11 o'clock this morning. Changing Man, that's Paul Weller here at Cambridge 105. Webster's amongst the cakes. All right, Matt.
Brian, I'm actually outside at the moment. I've bypassed the cakes just for now. I don't fancy putting any more weight just yet, but I'm joined outside by the lady you were chatting to about 10-15 minutes ago, Melanie Coulston. So you've already played us two tracks. We haven't broadcast those. What have you played for the onlookers so far today?
So they were the new ones. So it was The River and You Know.
Do you think they're going to appear in the unsigned chart?
Oh, I don't know. Who knows? Time will tell.
You have to ask Tim Nicely. I'm sure they'll feature at some point. So what's this final track that you're going to be performing for us? Because we're going to be broadcasting this one live.
So this is the one you've heard before, and it's called The Devil Fears Him.
Fire away whenever you're ready, Melanie.
This is the one where when the foot stomps, if you fancy clapping along, yeah, okay, that would be fabulous, or they can clap along at home. Okay. So this is The Devil Fears Him.
It from sweet dear little Jack. His eyes were full of kindness, just like his almond eyes. But one day in the night, his mother passed away, and that's when dear little Jack's eyes began to change. He is burning, he is wild, caught up in his sins. He sold his soul to the devil now. The devil fears him. His father tried to teach him all his rights were wrong, but little Jack just stood away, felt he didn't belong. So he moved away to Whitechapel, an adult now for work. Well, he seemed just like an ordinary man, but his heart was cold and dark. He is burning, he is wild, caught up in his sins. He sold his soul to the devil now, the devil fears him. A wealthy man with money, a doctor Jack became. Well, he was well educated and skillfully trained. But how he was deceptive, for you never would have known that there's a fire in him then. The fire, it had grown. He is burning, he is wild, caught up in his sins. He sold his soul to the devil now. The devil fears him. Man in a white uniform, oh how he seemed to save, but the lives of the innocent Jack went on to take. He is burning, he is wild, caught up in his sins. He sold his soul to the devil now. The devil fears him. And oh, he was a broken man, the one that got away. And he's the one you've read about, but you never seen his face. Jack, he was the Ripper, Jack the Ripper, that was him. And he sold his soul to the devil, now the devil fears him. He's burning, he is wild, caught up in his sins. He sold his soul to the devil, now the devil fears him. Ooh, 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 ooh. Thank you.
I'm joined by Cambridge's former MP, Julian Hupper. Thank you very much for popping by.
Oh, it's great to be here. I think I've been to, well, pretty much all of them in the last few years.
Yeah, we've done three of them. This is the third one.
Does it and takes this so seriously.
And obviously there's been quite a few Macmillan coffee mornings around Cambridgeshire. And do you think that these sorts of things help drum up support locally for cancer research and, more importantly, awareness of cancer, especially with Adam Brooks being in the news at the moment for negative reasons?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Macmillan nurses do a phenomenal job and they're sort of broadening out. I mean, I had various bits of interaction with them before the election. So I think that is very big. I think it's different from the Adam Brooks issues. I mean, what we know from Adam Brooks is that the staff do a phenomenal job. I mean, the caring there is outstanding. And I think they've been a bit let down by the systems. I'd certainly be happy to be treated there. And let's hope that we can fix the problems there. I'm now actually involved with the NHS, so trying to make sure that things are much better for everybody here. But the Macmillan Cancer Mornings and the work that Cambridge 105 do for the community is absolutely brilliant. Great to be here.
Now, a little birdie tells me that you were a DJ at a recent bash that the Liberal Democrats had. Tell us about that.
So this was now the second Liberal Democrat disco, Lib Dem disco. It's now an annual tradition, so it has to continue forever. We've run it each time with guest DJs each time. So I sort of MC the evening, but we had Paddy Ashdown, Joe Swinson, Alistair Carmichael, whole lot of great people, and a whole lot of fun. I mean, it was absolutely rammed. Brilliant night.
So you don't fancy coming on air being a presenter on Cambridge 105 for an afternoon, maybe sometime in the future?
Well, I don't want to challenge your skills, but you know, if you need me to come and do a little bit, you know, might be a lot of fun. But no, it really was a fun thing. It was interesting how many journalists came along planning to make fun of the fact that nobody was there, and then we caught some of them bopping away.
Have you had any of the cakes yet? Actually, you've got served some of Karen Stringer's Rice Krispie Squares.
Rather sticky Rice Krispie Squares, but very, very tasty. So, no, I mean, I think, you know, people have, you know, a bit longer to get here, I think until 1 o'clock, and there's a lot of very nice cake here. So please come and eat some of it.
Most of it homemade. There you go. You've heard Dr. Huppert's line. Come down to the Cambridge 105 coffee morning to enjoy tea, coffee and cake. Brian, back to you.
No, looks like you're talking yourself out of a job, Matt. We could have a new afternoon presenter pretty soon.
So I'm joined now by the Mayor of Cambridge, Robert Dryden. Thank you very much for coming down to Cambridge 105 on this glorious, sunny Saturday morning.
That's been a pleasure, and I'm looking forward to tasting the cakes.
So let's have a wander over then. Come on then, Brian. So we've got a whole host of wonderful cakes here. And Brian, you've been eyeing most of these up for most of the morning, haven't you?
Held back from the cake selection. Kept saying, leave some for the Mayor. I thought, he's going to have a lot.
So what's your favourite cake? If you could choose any cake that you could do a fruit cake.
Fruit cake, I like fruit.
Very, very nice.
We're opposite ends of the spectrum. I'm a chocolate man myself.
So, okay, so we'll start with these lemon and orange cakes, which have been baked by my wonderful girlfriend, Lillian. So if you want to grab one of these each, guys.
Okay. We're going to take the whole cake on board, are we?
You can have a little bit.
Shall we share, man?
Yeah, we'll share. We'll
chop it up.
I'll have a little bit here. We'll
move that knife along a bit, that's it.
How about that?
Cut up into fours.
Yeah. I'll have 3 bits later. I'm not really a fruit man, but I'm looking at the chocolate.
Yep. I like it because I'm a fruit man.
So we'll try some of these. These are Rice Krispie Squares. These have been made by the lady who does all our what's-ons, Karen Stringer. So if we grab one of these and we'll see what you think of these. They look absolutely delicious. I haven't actually tried these myself.
Don't you be spilling it on your chain, mate.
Right, well, I'll chop a little bit up again for you.
You've done this before.
Yeah. I'll...
It's normally cutting of ribbons you do rather than cake.
Cake, but it's quite a good job. I like that, that's very nice, yeah.
Okay, Brian?
I've got a sweet tooth. That's very sweet, that. Yeah.
Okay, so feel free to have a quick swig before we move on to our next one. You're not allergic to nuts, are you, Mr. Mayor? Okay. We don't fancy anyone going into anaphylactic shock or anything. So these are chocolate brownies. These have been made by our goddess of daytime, the Reverend Lee Chambers, who's actually at a wedding today, which is why she can't be with us, but she has very kindly dropped these chocolate brownies off. So they look delicious. Once again, some I haven't actually tried.
I tell you what, the mayor's doing a stunning job on the cut.
Very chocolatey, yeah.
What do you make of that, Brian?
Yeah, it's chocolate there. That's nice cake, that.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one, that.
And they're squares, which is even better. They're sort of their bite size, which is really, really good. Okay, so if I don't know if Judith's still around, but we'll do this one next, because it's slightly different. This is parsnip and maple syrup cake. So what do you make of that, Mr. Mayor?
That's the best one so far, I think.
It gets the mayor's approval. What about you, O'Reilly?
Well, it's got some vegetable in there. Well, I'm not a vegetable man. I've had a little bit, but yeah, that's a difficult one. Yeah.
Three of my five a day already.
So we've got these now, which are peanut chocolate with Rice Krispies. Now, the lady who actually made these, Rona, is actually behind me now. So are you able to give us a little clue as to what the recipe is for these?
It's just the Reese's chocolate bar, the chocolate with the peanut in the middle, melted in a pan and Rice Krispies added.
They look. I can't eat nuts, unfortunately, so it's not one for me, but it looks absolutely delicious.
Yeah. Well, Jenny, who's a chocolate aficionado, she says they're okay.
Okay. So, bearing in mind the person who made this is here, obviously you have to be very polite.
Influenced me one bit, but it's the best one so far.
Oh, there we go.
Peanut and chocolate. You can't go far wrong with that. You can't go far wrong with that.
We are now down to Sharon's Millionaire Shortbread. Now, Sharon is a listener. She regularly messages into Neil and Linda on 105 Breakfast, and she came in earlier. Looks very nice.
Yeah, won't need any lunch.
What do you make of that then, Mr. Mayor?
That's very close to the last one. I think it's about equal, that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that is nice, that. Nice caramel on there.
Very nice.
Okay, so we've got two more left to judge, and these are chocolate cupcakes, which were made by our very own Linda Ness from 105 Breakfast. These look absolutely delicious. They've got a really lovely chocolate icing on the top, and they're a traditional cupcake below, which looks very nice. Judith, we've already sampled yours, and the mayor was very, very impressed.
I like the chocolate because it's a bit darker. I do prefer darker chocolate.
Yeah, I'm more of a milk man myself. Yeah, it's all right, that.
Bearing in mind you follow on from Linda every morning, you have to be very complimentary.
Cake, that. Very good cake, Linda.
Yeah. Now, finally, Brian, we're going to be... I don't know how we're going to do this. Obviously, you're exempt from judging this, but your good wife and yourself made these. So tell us a little bit about this wonderful display of chocolates and goodies you brought in, Brian.
Brown is on there with white and milk chocolate, and there's some marshmallow tea cakes on there as well.
Okay, so we'll pass one of each thing over. I don't want to break anything. These things look very, very delicate.
Yeah, it's marshmallow. It's going to be difficult to cut. It's going to be... Go on, Mayor. Get in there.
Straight through the middle. Look at the... Oh, look at this wonderful, wonderful cream coming out the inside of it. It's really luscious. Very nice. So this is the final one. So go on, Mr. Mayor. Spilling it everywhere. You didn't spill it over your suit, which is the most important thing.
That is nice. The cream's nice.
Watch his chain. No pictures, please. Quick, get the man out. You've got marshmallow all over the place.
Very nice, but I wouldn't recommend to take it out with the children.
It might be a bit messy. So, we've sampled a whole host of things. Mr. Mayor, what was your favourite out of all the things that you've tasted this morning?
The chocolate with the peanuts in is the one I like, but they're all very good, I've got to say. It's a difficult job, but that was the one. That one I just tasted with the cream in is good, but I'd be very reluctant to have it with a suit on in future.
A little bib or something, or a penny. So, Brian, what was your favourite?
Yeah, chocolate and peanut.
We have a winner of the best baked cake competition, and it is the lovely Rona here. Well done to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
So you're the Cambridge 105 baking champion. Well done to you.